Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now. Hello, Heel Squad. Happy Monday. It's going to be a great day. You know why? Well, because we're together and we are better together and we are a loving community that is coming together in the name of health and wellness and vitality. And I love all of you. I know that it's a crazy time in our world, a very, very emotional time. I will leave all of that for the experts in the news that focus on that. Here, we are going to focus on what we focus on every single day, which is being our best selves so that we can be walking examples and shine light in a sometimes very dark world. And we are in some dark times. So it's never been more important for all of us to really try to have a good state of mind, a good state of being, and to wake up with the intent to be the light for everyone's benefit, our own, and for everyone around us. We are all connected, whether we like it or not. And I think we're starting to see that when you see that there's nowhere to run. Everywhere has its issues at this point. And so we have to be the light in these dark times. So happy Monday. I'm with my honey, Kevin Undergaro, with his pink laptop. We are in New York, and we are excited to be with you here today.
Do you believe in the idea that everyone praying together, collective prayer, can make a difference? Because this was something, as a kid, they would always say, just pray, against communism. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was always that thought. And I laughed as a kid, but then I wonder, is there a collective consciousness that if we pray for peace and resolution, do you think?
Mm-hmm. I know through Dr. Joe's work, when they have multiple people who are able to go into brain and heart coherence and really go into their hearts and meditate over test tubes, they're able to help cure cancer and change the state of cells. So I know we have that power. I know prayer is so powerful. I firmly believe in that. So Yes, I think that the collective praying, listen, a lot of us feel helpless. And I think that we can always pray and we can always send really good love and energy to someone who's sick, to the world at large. I know that in the last few months I've added at the end of my prayers, Lord, we've lost our way. Please help us. And, you know, you see with everything that's going on, we really are in a tough spot in this world. So I think praying is really, really important for those who believe. And for those who don't, that's you know, for them to do whatever they want to do. But I believe 100% prayer. I know that even at Dr. Joe's events, the collective is so powerful that when I would meditate in that room, my meditations were elevated where I went into different kinds of worlds. Like I went into like a green amphibian world. I saw Jesus and the Virgin Mary. I vividly saw colors and worlds and things. And I'm not an expert meditator, but I was among many that kind of rose, you know, raised my game in a sense. So when I've gone home, I haven't really been able to have that experience since. But I know that it's no difference if you play tennis with somebody who's amazing, you're going to play better. When you're around a collective group with really powerful energy, I think you can do a lot.
You know, Ida Kendall, who we always refer to on the show, she was talking about two kinds of prayers. In petition prayer, which is when you're petitioning God or a higher power.
Like, I want this, I want that.
And then she was talking about gratitude prayer, which I think speaks to the Dr. Joe thing about being grateful for what you have and grateful for what's to come. And so, because I've been trying to apply it, and I just feel like I've been having faith knocking on my door the last few weeks. So I've been applying it to this, and I'm grateful to the people who are still alive and that have survived. And I'm thinking ahead that I'm grateful that these hostages can be released. I'm grateful that maybe this can lead to peace, that we'll all realize that if this keeps going, it's going to go world. This is going to go from a big incident to a colossal world-ending incident. And I'm trying to apply that. I don't know if it's accurate or not. But you know me, just trying to move the needle, do what I can.
I think intention is everything. So if your intention is to wish good on everybody, no matter how you do it, you're fine. So I wouldn't worry about that.
Well, my lower vibrating self was always the one of, if you know, you get punched in the nose, you want to punch back. And then through being around you all these years and this show, I do realize that I'm so sad for anyone dying, you know. And yeah. A lot of innocent people are dying right now. And then even the people who aren't innocent are so misguided.
Yeah.
It seems, anyway. But
yeah.
Prayer,
it's,
right?
It's really, really a rough, rough time. So we will continue with our programming and what we do best.
And microtransactions with the people we come in contact with, which I noticed you at the airport, Maria. Your microtransaction I thought was very nice.
Thank you, honey.
This weekend when we were traveling.
Well, we were in line at the airport. And, you know, employees can be wrong with policies. And I had gone up to a representative just to ask a question about the flight. And the interaction with this woman was wonderful. She was very, very nice and very pleasant and warm. And then later just saw a whole other side of her when they were pre-boarding and there were two families that wanted to pre-board, and she literally pulled them out of the line. And I said, wait, we were outraged. This woman behind us was outraged. And I'm like, wait, I don't understand. That's, first of all, you don't even ask questions. Someone says they need pre-boarding. They don't need to tell you that I have a problem with my asshole, or like,
well,
you don't need to disclose what your problem is.
Well, we found out the policy is they're not supposed to ask you, they're not allowed to ask you why you need, so if it's a medical condition.
Saying.
Right. Well, I'm just saying it's not about whether you think it's right or wrong. That is actually the policy. Mm-hmm. But just to lay this out, this one single mom, she was single. She was surrounded by
stuff.
She had
pack and plays, carriages, bags.
And as we got to the
story, I don't know how the woman could have carried it alone. Forget
right,
with the toddler.
And the toddler was active. I'll just say that
they had done three flights already.
Because she had an she had an allergy condition and had to see a specialist mm-hmm. that was only out of state. And they came out of line, but then there was another couple that had a two-year-old, but then also a baby younger than Athena that was just only mm-hmm. 2 months old with all the playing, like all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, nope, you're out of this line. And when I looked at the line, yes, there was definitely elderly people that needed to be there. And then there was one or two people that you could see medically needed to be there. But then there was just all these other people who, for whatever reason, were under the pre-boarding conditions they had signed up mm-hmm. for. And to just make these people walk out of line, and you know me, I'm Newman and the soup Nazi. I just put my head down and comply. I don't want any trouble with anybody. But then my wife, I'm like, Newman and the soup Nazi. Newman, the soup Nazi's going to kick you out of the store and no soup for you. But then Maria was like, wait a second.
They're letting us board as first class passengers. Of course, you all know Kevin had to get upgraded for me. I'm kidding. For anybody who listens to RGF, you know what we're joking about.
Yeah, I'm a center seat Spirit Airlines economy kind of guy. Once in a while, economy plus.
But we're boarding and I'm feeling so horrible and guilty. So I said to the nice woman that I thought was nice, I said, this isn't right. I'm like, why aren't they able to pre-board? And she's like, that is not the policy. And I'm like, but there are two families. One woman's completely alone. I go, this doesn't make any sense. So I got on the plane. And
wouldn't let it go. I put all the stuff up. I get into my little cocoon, which I like to do, and then I exhale because it's so stressful. I always forget something mm-hmm. or trip on something or just something goes wrong for me. And then Maria keeps where are those people? What do you think they are? I gotta go back there.
Well, I went to the bathroom and I had a feeling when I got out of the bathroom that I would be perfectly timed to intercept, and exactly that happened. I walked out of the bathroom and I walked over to a really nice guy named Jamie, and I said, Jamie, have you seen a single mom board with 1,000 bags yet? And he said, no, I don't think so. And I said, because this is what happened. And he was horrified. He goes, that is not our policy. That's not okay. And he was really mad. And then I saw the first family coming and I said, okay, she must be just behind. So she was. So I helped her. I grabbed her stuff. Now, she wouldn't let me take her stuff before because I was like, you will board with me.
And she's like, yeah, but, that's true. I forgot to add that. Maria kept saying, come in line with us.
Yeah, like how many times have you seen me? I've seen people where they won't let them do anything. And because I know I'm in first class, I have clout that I can like use. So I make them board with me so they don't have to wait for the 2 hour line, miss their flight. I'm like, no, just pretend you're with me. We're friends. Remember we were flying yeah. international and those poor people, they had missed their shuttle and then now they were missing their international flight. I go, no, you're fine. Come with me. So it's like, oh, my friends, we're flying together. They're flying a different airline. And so I always put the fix in for them. But I tried to take this woman with me. I started grabbing her bags and she's like, no, trust me. I don't want to fight them. And
yeah, she was Newman in the soup Nazi like me.
She was really adamant.
She didn't want to lose her soup privileges.
But then when she was boarding the flight, she took my assistance. So I took her back to her seat and I helped her. And she's like, nobody ever offers to help. And I was just kind of shocked. So I put it out to you, Heel Squad. I feel like all of you probably do help. But if you don't, if you see someone that needs help, whether it's an elderly person or someone who doesn't speak the language, or a mom, usually the mom really needs the help and doesn't want to ask for it and feels horrible. I've always helped moms, but now I have a whole other feeling about it, now knowing probably what I will be dealing with when I travel with Athena. But we have a large and mighty loving audience. So yeah, if you see someone at the airport and you can help them, it's a really stressful place as it is.
Yeah.
It's a really nice place to extend some kindness. So.
And you know what else? The other thing, Maria, you taught me to help people with too, is sometimes just getting the bag and the overhead.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Mine's super heavy now and super hard for me. But and I used to really not like to ask for help. So now anytime someone offers, I'm like, thank you so much. So.
Now, as always, see, I step in and take your advice and it blows up in my face.
What?
Because you remember another flight ago, I said, oh, hon, can I help you with your bag?
Yeah, you called her honey.
Can I help you with your bag? And looked at me, you said, and I didn't notice it, thank God, because I'm so sensitive, it would have hurt my feelings. You said she looked at me like she wanted to stab me.
Yeah, because you called her honey. But you weren't doing it like that. Obviously, you're doing it in like a warm, loving way.
But again, I go back to Rocky Balboa. Screw you, creepo. Who are you to be giving advice to anyone? Hey, Rock, one more thing. After he gives her all the advice. Screw you, creepo. Yeah, screw you, creepo. Who are you to be giving advice to anyone? That's it. I'm just going to go away.
Well, that's going to happen sometimes. But you don't know, you know, what someone's had to deal with and why they're reacting like that.
See, boo, that's why you just vibrate high. That's why I get stuck in 46H, my economy seat in Spirit Airlines.
But I was telling you today that when I'm triggered by my traumas, I feel like I act out of accordance to myself.
You know what? We should talk about that.
Yeah, okay.
Can we take a quick break, please?
Let's do it.
And then we come back. Yeah, you mentioned that the other day about how you're realizing you're saying things you don't mean based on past traumas. But let's talk about that when we get back.
Let's do it. We'll be right back, friends.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Fine hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to The Way, theouai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, theouai.com. Use the code Heal Squad. Your hair deserves it. Just in the middle of a
dream. I was kissing Valentino. I never can get enough of this song. But I can't be late. Actually, I can be late, and that's
finally
part of my breakthroughs that I've been having. We can be late, friends. We don't want to be late. We don't want to establish those patterns. But we can be late.
If finally.
It's going to mean being in fight or flight and having our immune system shot and exhausting ourselves and making ourselves crazy.
Unless you're Stone Cold Steve Austin, who used to always say, if I'm on time, I'm late.
Yeah.
And he meant it.
Well, that's how I've always felt.
Yes.
But
I always say to you and to him, you're Maria Menounos, you're Steve Austin. Just like everyone else, you can't be late. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, well, that is one of the breakthroughs. Friends, I forgot to tell you why we are here in New York City. We did another show from Macy's Herald Square. As you guys know, Macy's is a big supporter of the show. If you haven't been to Macy's Herald Square, by the way, it is a bomb Macy's. They've got every beautiful store within there, great luxury designers just that are pretty to look at. And it's just such a really beautiful store. So we did an episode with Bobby Thomas that'll be coming up, all about her unlikely journey to being a fashion, you know, style expert on the Today Show. It's actually cool because I didn't know we were going to talk about her unlikely journey, but I love it for people who want to do something and just don't know how they're going to do it, because you just see how sometimes if you just keep going through the doors, how one thing leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next. You don't have to have this like crazy thought out plan. Like I didn't have a thought out plan.
There was one thing consistent she had, though, that you had, too.
What?
I think it came from, the source was goodness. Hmm. She just kept saying, I wanted everyone to be good to me, so the only thing I could control to make that happen was just to be good to everyone else. And so she was saying how, yes, it was just going through doors that opened, but also the one motivating thread was, I want to be good to people and do good for people. And I think with that pioneer spirit of whatever door opens, I'll go through it. And I think watching you at 19, Maria, that was you.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting to hear her go on the Today Show for the first time and be like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know how to do this. Anybody who watches thinks, oh my gosh, this person went to school, they learned, they did this, they did that. So there's a lot of situations that you probably are stopping yourself from because you don't think you know enough or you're not good enough. And then when you realize behind the scenes, people are doing it every day for the first time and they don't know what they're doing either. So I really liked that part of the interview for people, whether you're young and in college and trying to figure out how you're going to make it in the field that you want to make it in, or somebody wants to make a switch at some point. I thought that was really fascinating. And then obviously, if you know Bobby's story, she lost her husband 2 years ago and had a young child at the same time, and it was just a really rough story, and we talk about grieving and mourning loss.
I mean, that interview went everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. People are going to fall deeply in love with her if they don't already know her, but I wasn't expecting. We got stories about Justin Timberlake at 15 and young Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas becoming her bestie, and it just went all over the place. But you know, the other thing too, Maria, is she did say about not knowing what she was doing. She said the way she dealt with it, and I think this would help other people, is she just, I just admitted it.
Yeah.
So instead of that fake it till you make it and BSing your way through, she said, I would just admit it. I'm like very nervous right now, she would say.
Yeah.
I really don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going. And she said that would make the people around you want to support you and help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny when Kathy Kelly from WWE started at AfterBuzz and we pushed her into wrestling. Here's a girl who's got a science background.
She's now at WWE. She wasn't at WWE.
No.
She was
just
production with you.
Local TV. She did local news her first year out of college. Then she came to LA and she came to AfterBuzz. And I said, she was hosting at AfterBuzz. And I said, try wrestling. Now, I said, just hold on. This is an art form. It's also a multi-billion dollar business. And I said, it doesn't get the respect it should. There's so much involved. Just watch it. I said, but. She's like, but I don't know anything about it. It seems cool. I'm in. Kathy had your spirit. I said, just be honest with the fans. And she did. She was like, I don't know what I'm doing, guys. Like, I've never watched this before. So the fans would be like, oh, Kathy, watch for this. Watch for that.
They helped her.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this was Bobby Thomas's technique. And she still uses it.
Somehow she ends up in fashion and blogging. And so you'll really love the interview. So Macy's was a lot of fun. I went shopping at Macy's the other day because I realized some of the stuff I had picked online hadn't arrived, and I was like, screw it, let's just go to the mall. And I really wish I could take people to the mall and shop with them, because I am really good now at racing through the store, putting an outfit together. I put a really casual, cute outfit together. I've been wanting baggy cargo pants for a while. Like, I mean, like parachute, cozy.
Were those at Macy's, those ones you wore?
Yes.
Wow.
The whole outfit was from Macy's.
That's incredible.
So, and by the way, I didn't realize the whole outfit was by Cotton On. So I did this
big
little plaid Cotton On shirt, button-down shirt with a little crop Cotton On white shirt, and then the baggy pants, and then the Uggs, all from Macy's. I have all of it up on my Heel Squad link, which is macys.com/heel squad. You can check it out. Along with some earrings from On 34th, their new brand.
It was interesting how Bobby's take on department store shopping versus digital shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And she said digital shopping, nothing against it. Great. It's moves the ball forward in fashion. That's fine. People make money. But she said it's a solo experience. Whereas going to Macy's is communal. She's like, my best memories were going with my friends,
mm-hmm.
going with my family, trying on outfits. She was like, and a friend would try on an outfit that wasn't right for her, but then I'd say, wait, I never thought of that outfit for me. And it kind of brought me back, and especially during the holidays, Maria, I would, you know this.
Yeah,
how many times on a Saturday I'll go, Maria, it's during October, November, can we just go to the mall and walk around? Just because you want to get and walk through in Macy's and see all the lights and the ornaments.
The ornaments.
It's fun. Anyway. Yeah.
So that's why we were here. We did another podcast while I was here with Dr. Mike, who you guys are going to love. I'm going to bring him on the show as well. And I did an interview with Hoda Kotb that will be running soon.
You guys, I love going to, by the way, Maria, so I know you have other stuff to talk about, but, you know, walking back into the Today Show, I will say for me as corporate wife, 10 years ago, walking into that place.
10 years. It was even longer, I think.
Probably longer. And then to walk in there now.
Yeah, I was at the Today Show somewhere around 2005 through 2008, 9, something like that. I did it for 8 years. 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so to go back in was kind of spooky for me.
Yeah? Why?
Well, the Today Show was nice. Al Roker was so nice. Matt Lauer was nice to you. They were all the, and Hoda is an angel.
Hoda, all of them.
Kathy Meredith. Lee, incredible. So the hosts were great, but the producer at that time, not so much. And felt very dark, and it was, I don't know, corporate. Like you'd said, it was corporate.
Yeah.
And it's like today's interview that you did on medical with Dr. Mike. We were so relaxed to sit there and conversate. And the same with you and Hoda.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't have that nice, two women having this great conversation about health and motherhood and career. Like, that can't happen on those shows.
Yeah.
It's so polished and structured and I don't know. So it's sort of, I don't know if I'm making sense, but all that was just
Yeah, there were some cool memories. There were a lot of heartbreaking moments there too, but what are you gonna do?
Pushed you to this place though.
Yeah, it
right?
just makes me so grateful that we get to do this every day here.
Yeah.
With no boss that's trying to break your spirit or show you who's boss or mad that they have to have you on because the uppers want you there. I mean, all the politics and the nonsense.
Yeah, there's too many people, too many cooks in the kitchen.
It just makes me so grateful to be free.
Yeah.
And so, that was...
By the way, and thanks to the Heel Squad fan base, honestly.
Yeah.
Right?
All of you make this possible. So that's why we're all doing this together. So New York has been beautiful. The weather has been beautiful.
Yeah, it's so nice.
And we've gotten a lot done here. We have some more stuff that we obviously are excited to chat with you about. One thing that we didn't get to talk about in the last episode was Gennaro. So if you don't know who Gennaro is, it's Kevin's...
Wait, you're going to Gennaro? You're not going to talk about the... I make this mistake on RJF all the time. We tease something, then I never talk about it.
Okay, we'll talk about Gennaro at the end.
Yeah. Gennaro's the potential other baby that... Because I've said, okay...
Yeah, because last episode I said, oh my gosh, we didn't have enough time, so... So I said I'd make sure we got to this time. But before we get to Gennaro, I will share another breakthrough that I had.
Baby Gennaro.
Yeah. Or actually, I should talk about what we talked about before we went broke to commercial, which was the fact that I was telling you today that I feel like I get a little immature sometimes when I'm triggered with my traumas.
That's it. That's
so, for example, we were talking about my brother the other day.
Yeah.
I walked away from that conversation and being like, oh, I felt like I reverted to like a little girl where I was a little extreme about him and a little bratty and just... Sometimes I feel like I say things I don't mean when I'm triggered because defensiveness like goes up. And I'm starting to become aware of that.
I do it every Friday. Listen to RGF.
Honey, really?
Oh my God. Of course. And I'm like, what did I say? I didn't really mean that.
Yeah. Well, like, because it was that brain-based development expert was Marissa Gold. Who's on the show, and she said, you know, what's your relationship like with my brother? I'm like, well, and then I started getting really immature, like, and I'm like, oh, like I could articulate this so much better if I wasn't triggered. Thinking about like growing up through that whole conversation, thinking about how we grew up and the, you know, the situation in the home and how that affected me and now affected my health and learning all that stuff. Just, if you haven't listened to the episode, it's a really, really good episode. I hope, I don't know when it airs, because Natasha's in charge of when these things
coming
air.
Soon.
But
coming
I think soon. It's coming soon, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. But yeah, I think it's something we should pay attention to is, we've talked a little bit about when you're with someone, do you feel like you're changing who you are when you're around them? Are you uncomfortable and now you're acting silly and saying stupid things that you don't... Not that you're saying stupid things, but do you feel later that you said things you didn't feel were congruent with who you are?
And maybe based on a past trauma.
Yeah.
Right? But, something that triggered you.
But now it's really looking at just overall, when you start to talk about things from your past, is it you at this age or is it you at that age? Because I think I slipped back into Maria 13 dealing with, you know, her brother who is very challenging. And well, I don't like that. And so it's something I want to work on.
Well, I mean, I think it affects all of us in different ways. You know, I'll take it back to what's going on in the news. You know, the side of me that was bullied by two older brothers, and especially one that was super violent and super strong, like 5 years older than me and toughest guy in our high school. Like, there was just no way I could ever beat him. And like, you know, crazy. Violent, crazy. And that always makes me super sensitive to other people I feel that are bullied, to the point that my first reaction is when I see what happened overseas, is I go, it kick everyone's ass. But that's the child trauma in me. And then when I calm down and separate, I'm like, wait, there's other human beings here that are innocent. You know, but again, I think we all do that, Maria, you know?
Yeah.
But I want to work on it. I don't want to be like that. And I know you, the reason we brought the subject up is because you brought it up to me. You said, I don't want to be that. You know, and this is really personal, but what I always remember when you were young and I'm your hard drive.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not uh-oh. It was your dad saying something to you when you were in high school, before you knew me, but you told me this. He said, you know, Maria, Peter, he never talked bad about you. Now, I know he didn't really have reason to, because, you know, you were more on the other side of things with him, on the victim side. But, you know, he still doesn't. He's proud of you. I mean, maybe to his inner circle. But, and as I've said, he is very loyal. He would lay his life down for you and for Athena and your dad and me too. And as I would for him. And I don't know, maybe that's a Boston thing, but that's rare quality, man. And that's something I can work with. Ooh. You know, our other brother Joe, same thing.
Way to
thing.
Make me feel guilty, honey.
Huh? No, you yawned. You know what yawning means?
What?
Truth.
Honey?
Oh no, here we go. No, I don't want to get yelled at.
I was terrorized.
I'm not saying, no.
So, yeah, he had nothing to say because
I'm not, no, wait.
He
See,
wasn't terrorized.
Here's your trigger again. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Or that back then you shouldn't have said anything. I was saying something about him and his character that he still has today. So, you know, where, I don't know, remember our friend Randall used to say to us, he would say, all the monsters on your yellow brick road are gone now.
And they weren't. There were
they were gone for a minute. No, for a minute they were gone, and then new monsters came. But right now, are not the monsters all gone?
All the monsters are gone.
All the monsters on your yellow brick road are gone. And he did say, Kevin's taking care of them.
Yeah.
But they're gone now.
Yeah.
Including him. He's no longer a monster on the yellow brick road.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But listen, I think it's a bigger conversation because I do it all the time, and I'm glad you brought it up because now I'm going to be more aware.
Yeah,
I don't think you're going to have a... I don't think you're going to have a Friday show anymore because they want everything to talk about.
No, it's just something to think about and something to be aware of. And something I never thought about is like, oh, when I get like that, that's just young Maria who's triggered and scared or, you know, doesn't know how to articulate. Like when this woman, Marissa, was talking about when you're a baby, when you're young and you're crying, your baby's young and crying, you're supposed to say, what's wrong? How are you feeling? What can I do to help you? Like, it's like you've got to help them self-soothe.
Rather than
don't cry.
You're fine. And by the way,
them emotion.
Right? So now cut to keep going with this. Now, what is the one thing I always say I can't stand? And I've always told people when I advise them, do not deny the injustice or the pain someone has gone through.
Yeah.
Don't do that. It's all in your head or yeah, I know you have your side, they have theirs. Sometimes there's a black and a white and a right and a wrong. And but at least say, hey, I know you got screwed over in this situation and I'm super sorry, but how do we move forward?
That's why I'm so grateful my mom, with all my stuff, with what went on in the house.
She
never denied it to me. She never made me feel crazy. And never gaslit me over it, where my dad wanted the appearances out in the world to look a certain way. So, you know, Peter was able to do whatever he wanted. And I lost my train of thought, but we just went down a really cool, interesting path. And I just lost my train of thought. What did you just say that was so cool? Don't deny it.
Because she was saying, you were talking about what our expert was saying is when a child gets hurt.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Yeah, so you need to allow their emotions. So now because we weren't allowed to have emotion, I never learned how to self-soothe, so that's why I get triggered so easily and can act immature because I don't know how to express myself. So I'll express myself improperly or not in the way I would like to as 45-year-old Maria who's educated and at a different place in her life. So when you do that, I want you to understand that we're probably just reverting back to the young version of ourselves that wasn't allowed to have emotions. So we are awkward and say things that we don't really mean or act a way we didn't mean. And that's just like a big kind of breakthrough for me that I'm even having a bigger breakthrough within the breakthrough right now. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. She said, if you don't allow your children to express their emotions, then they won't know how to express them when they're older.
Yeah.
So that's why we say these things. And I'd like to add this. Is if you're on the receiving end of this with a friend, if a guy like me says something stupid every Friday,
Ah.
or a friend of yours says something stupid, maybe give them the pass and know that maybe they don't mean it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Maria?
It's
like,
hard
I
because
have
we
to...
take everything so personally.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I remember crying with bosses, and I was like, I hate that I'm crying with bosses, but yeah, I didn't know how to express myself. And I was just so hurt.
It makes me so upset to hear that. But again, that triggers my childhood because I just want to make them cry. And believe me, I could have made them all cry. And I still might if I see them. I digress. Oh, and we're coming up to Halloween, aren't we? At the annual party that they all have now snuck into little by little. And boy, I just hope I'm not in line and I just get bumped into.
Honey.
Oh, that'll be
Are
the
we
moment.
Gonna be anything for Halloween this year? Are we? So first of all, this is our first Halloween with little Athena. Guys.
Can we take me one more break and we'll come back and talk about Halloween Athena really quick. Halloween Athena and.
And my other breakthrough.
And wait, no, and Baby Gennaro.
And Baby Gennaro. We have a lot to talk about.
All right.
We need her. Guys, we love her so much. Oh my goodness. Okay, she's 4 months old officially. She is the light of our lives. I am so obsessed with that bunny rabbit. Oh my God, we just die for her every single day. I am really excited about Halloween. So we are going to wrap up this show with a little Halloween chat, and then we're going to talk about Gennaro tomorrow because we've already chatty Cathy'd up this first.
Yeah, Natasha's going to have my head.
This Monday, so we'll continue the conversation tomorrow. But for now, Halloween. This is our first Halloween with her. I have a Cookie Monster costume. I have some kind of bear costume. You said you got her a
and
hot dog.
I said I wanted her to be a hot dog.
You wanted her to be her hot dog. Funny enough, Kevin used to be a hot dog vendor. I don't know if that's why you want her to be a hot dog.
I don't know, because when I wrap her up every morning, I go, let's make the burrito.
So that's a burrito,
and
not
then
a hot
sometimes
dog.
I say, let's make the sausage.
I always call her my burrito.
And then sometimes I say, okay, let's have a hot dog, and we put on our mustard and our ketchup as I roll her up. She's looking at me like, okay.
Okay, so we are going to go to some place with our friends that have toddlers. And I guess
Pumpkin Patch, right? Or something?
It's not the one that we went to with the dogs and my parents. It's another place, I guess, that's crazy awesome and amazing.
Mm.
And I'm so excited. It's going to be so cute. And then maybe we'll trick or treat with her somewhere. I don't know. She's too cute.
You'll push her around in a little carriage.
I know. I really just want to. You know, these are like September and usually October are my busiest months. And Halloween just flies. And Kevin somehow just orders a costume for us. And then we go to this party. But I really want to be present and enjoy this time with Athena. I think it's just going to be so cute.
This is what happens when you wait too long to have kids, because now we're so overly obsessed. We're way too involved. We're way too in. And I just, you know, she's 4 months and we're going to be, she's in the costumes. And then I could just see her surrounded by a ton of presents for Christmas. And she's going to be like, what the heck is going on with you nut jobs?
We're not going to buy her pet presents at Christmas.
Oh, you're not going to, I guess.
She's an infant. She doesn't know.
Are you kidding me, Maria? I'm going to Spencer Gifts.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. Then I'm gonna find the last Toys R Us.
No, we're gonna donate Christmas gifts to be
in her name.
We need it in her name.
Okay,
yes.
All right, that works. But then I'm also gonna Anyway, we'll talk about it. I'm thinking about like a train set.
Oh my God.
Electric race cars.
She's so
all the
long,
70s
you guys.
Toys that she's, I couldn't have.
She's 4 months old and her legs dangle down past my hips. She's so long and so big. I love her so much. So
the organization expert was in studio, and she was 5'11".
Rhea,
and I looked her in the eye, and I was face to face, and I was like, okay, I think this is going to be Athena.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Anyway,
but she's just the greatest thing that ever happened to us, and We just want to say thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk all about Gennaro.
Baby Gennaro. Potentially.
Potentially.
There's a lot of discussion going on about a second child. And
then another big breakthrough that I had that I hope will help you guys with your immune system. So until tomorrow, be the light. We need you. Be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.